There's a big time quarterback on campus today. The Will Redmond effect is on display.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. Happy Wednesday, and I'm sorry about yesterday, okay? It was not my fault. The streaming platform that we use to record these, I recorded a absolute banger yesterday. 25 minutes of just pure, unadulterated fire. Go to produce it, there's no audio on it. And I was like, man, maybe it's my mic. I go in, check my mic. It's not my mic. Record a bunch of other tests. Nothing works. Reach out to support. Hey, the whole platform's down. The audio's down on the whole platform. There's podcasters around the world just in shambles yesterday, just in complete shambles. But hey, you guys are great. I appreciate all the folks reaching out, making sure I was okay and things like that. But no, we're all good. The platform is back. Hopefully I'm recording this and I'm not going to go check it and the audio's off. I did a test prior, so should be good to go. But today's going to be a banger show. You got a big time quarterback on campus with other visitors that are big time. We're going to talk about the Will Redmond effect and how it's already showing its colors this portal season early. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code next round for a triple up deposit bonus in the casino. So use coupon code next round, whatever you give them, multiply it by three. You're going to get that back in free play, take it to the casino, win big, then go over to the sports book and kill it. Kill it. Bet any kind of a game you can imagine, any way you can imagine. Have a ton of fun. It's mybookie.ag. All right, let's get into it. Let's just dive in. Malik Murphy, starting quarterback from Duke, goes into the portal on Tuesday. And guess what, gang? He's going to be on campus today. 6'5", 220, 230 pounds. Transfer from Texas. Big-time quarterback, getting his first year starting last year at Duke. And I want to go through a little bit about him because this is one definitely to watch. So first off, it's not completely out of the blue, because when Hugh got here in 2022, in 2023, I think there was a lot of folks that hoped this kid would go in the portal. He was at Texas. He had gone through his freshman year. They just brought in Arch. You had Quinn Ewers. The path to playing time was, the path to playing time looked bleak because you're not much age difference between these younger guys that are they're going to want to get Arch on the field. I would imagine Quinn Ewers is probably going to get forced out one way or the other, either to the NFL or to the portal, to get Arch on the field next year. So there was a lot of hopes that he would go into the portal after his freshman year. And I think Texas seeing his physical traits and like, man, let's just keep him one more year to see what happens. You never know what could happen. Hit him with a big NIL. Hit him with a big NIL bag. He stayed for his freshman year. Obviously, as the story goes, Auburn goes with Peyton Thorne. He goes into the portal after the next year and goes to Duke. So there's a little bit of a connection there to Auburn. There's been some mutual interest there. So this isn't completely out of the blue. This isn't completely just random that he would visit. I think there's some desire to check out Auburn, even though he's from California. It's kind of wild. But this is the thing about him, and this is what I've been hearing. And to me, it's just the most like casual argument you can possibly have for a quarterback. It's like, I didn't do any research whatsoever. I just look at the box score. Oh, man, this is another Peyton Thorne. You know, and it's that argument. And I'm sorry, that's the voice I go to. It's really me mocking Alabama fans. But for whatever reason, it morphs into people that I feel like have terrible arguments. But let's talk about Malik. Okay. He's from California. He didn't really even put on football pads, I think, until either 9th or 10th grade. So he first started playing football late in his life. Only had 1 year of starting experience in high school. So he played his senior year. That was it. Now he had a really good senior year. Threw for nearly 3,000 yards in high school. And Texas got him, essentially took him basically on his athletic gifts. They were like, this kid has an unbelievable arm. He is just barely scratching the surface on what it's like to play quarterback. If you can take this kid and you can get him in this system and you can develop him, you have an NFL quarterback. You have an NFL prototype quarterback. So they took him in, developed him, and obviously he's behind some really good quarterbacks and probably some quarterbacks that have a little bit more influence. He worked with Steve Sarkisian. He goes to Duke, and this is the next year. So he goes, his first year of starting quarterback experience is in high school. His second year of starting quarterback experience is as a redshirt sophomore at Duke. So his first year of college starting experience, he throws for nearly 3,000 yards on a Duke team that, like, let's just be honest, they are that's a tough place to recruit to. It's a they're not going to have the elite of the elite talent. Okay, so you probably have subpar offensive line. They do have some really good receivers, but he throws for nearly 3,000 yards and they go 9-3. Two of their losses were to, I think, Miami and maybe SMU. You know, he has a late game touchdown walk off pass to beat Wake Forest. I mean, just made some really good plays. Threw 24 touchdowns. I think he did have 12 or so interceptions. But again, it's his first year, really his second year ever as a starting quarterback, and his first year starting quarterback in college. And so everybody, all the scouts and everybody say, this is like a natural, like, look at this progression every time that he gets on the field. Every time he gets on the field, he gets a little bit better. And you cannot deny all the physical traits that he has. Again, the height, the length, the arm strength, the ability to throw off balance 50, 60 yards, the ability to just kind of flick it and be able to spin it and really zip tough throws into tight windows. I mean, he's got everything, and he gets better every time he gets on the field. So a lot of folks feel like, you know, you legitimately could have a first-round draft pick. I mean, if the progression continues, you could have a one-and-done first-round draft pick with this kid. Now, he's going to be more of your traditional quarterback. He's not going to be, I think he's athletic enough to manipulate the pocket, very Shedeur Sanders-like, as far as, I'm just trying to think of like a recent quarterback to compare him to, somebody that's not going, he wants to throw the ball. They want to get it out. They want to get distributed. They don't want to run. I think that's what kind of, that's the type of quarterback that he's going to be. So I could see a little bit of nervousness there. Okay, how mobile is he? Because I think mobility is going to be a big thing in this system, especially depending on, you know, how quickly and how good you can patch up the offensive line. So I understand all that. But the fact remains is that people that know more about quarterback than me, know more about NFL prospects than me, have this kid on the radar for next year's draft. And they're thinking whoever gets this kid is going to have, if they do it right and they, you know, bring him along correctly, the way he's progressing so quickly with his physical gifts, he could be a very, very impressive quarterback in 2025. So Auburn's got an opportunity to hit a home run with him first. I think that shows a little bit of how interested Auburn is in this guy, to bring him in first. And you paired him up on his visit with some pretty important visitors that we're going to talk about in just a minute. So I think that's something to definitely watch. Malik Murphy, transfer from Duke. He's on campus today. There's a connection there with Auburn. And boy, oh boy, could he be a fun quarterback. If you like throwing the ball, if you like airing it out, if you like throwing it deep, this is the guy. This is the guy. I know that Cam Coleman, Perry Thompson, Malcolm Simmons, Bryce Kane, I know those guys are probably they might be involved in this visit. Let's just say that. They might be involved in this visit today. I'm sure they're very excited that he's here. So let's keep our fingers crossed and see how that goes. They've got other quarterbacks planned to come in later this week, and we'll talk about those as they arrive. If they arrive, who knows? You could shut this thing down today or tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. But I want to talk about the Will Redmond effect here in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Get your custom portfolio analysis absolutely free. No matter what you have in place, you need to make sure that that dollar you've saved is stretching as far as it possibly can go. Make sure that you're not paying senseless fees. Make sure that you're protected from the IRS. Everything that goes along with retirement planning, there's no harm in just double checking. Just give it another look just to make sure you're on the right path. And Ford Stokes is the guy for that. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. And make a great friend at the same time. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. The Will Redmond effect right now is outrageous. People, you know, we talked about this, and people sort of scoff at me for gassing up off-field staff and gassing up Kenyatta Watson and gassing up this and gassing up that. But you're seeing the effect that I was telling you about when he was hired so far in huge dividends early. Okay. Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about. So last year, this is no knock on anybody that was here prior or that's still here. It's just a strategy difference. Okay. It's just a different way of going about things and understanding the landscape of the transfer portal and how it works. Last year, in the very first week, not day, week, Auburn had a total of 5 visitors. Five portal visitors for the first week of the portal. This week, Wednesday, the second full day, I guess the third full day, Auburn will have 5 visitors on campus. On Thursday, Auburn will have 4 visitors on campus. On Friday, Auburn will have 2 or 3 visitors on campus, and there'll be guys over the weekend, and then there's already guys scheduled for Monday. Okay, so we're not even in a full week. We won't even be in a full week of the portal, and there'll be close to 12 to 15 total visitors on campus. So essentially tripling the amount of visits, tripling the amount of visits like right off the bat, which are huge because as everybody's seen, first visits, early visits are extremely important. Now you can't get everybody's first visit because you don't want to have 10 people here on one day. You just can't dedicate enough time. I think 4 to 5 is about max that you're going to want. And there were times last year when Auburn would have, 7 or 8 guys in on a visit. Now, I'm not saying that won't happen ever, but I think 4 to 5 guys is pretty much the maximum that you want to have in at one point in time. And Auburn's doing that. Auburn, over the next 5-6 days, will have the number one running back in the portal on campus, the number one tight end in the portal on campus, and the number one wide receiver. He's going to be here today. And we'll talk about him in just a second as well. So for those that mocked me, or for those that laughed at, how excited I was for this addition, this is why. And they're about to eat. Will Redmond's about to eat. Will Redmond is about to do work. And I think it's going to be a fun ride over the next 5-6 days. It could be action packed. I think you probably got some commitments lined up for this weekend, and we'll see if those come to fruition. And I'm very anxious to see how the quarterback deal plays out. I mean, you got your you got a top target on campus today. You have another another top target that's scheduled to come in later this weekend, and that's Jackson Arnold. Will he even need to come? We'll see. But regardless, you're seeing the Will Redmond effect take place. You're seeing the Will Redmond effect in full effect. You're seeing it. You're seeing it on display right now. So definitely something to know. Like, you can just see the way the visits were laid out and know that you're in pretty good hands. We're in pretty good hands in the portal. So I love portal season, and this makes it even that much more fun. So got some big visitors lined up outside of Malik Murphy. I mentioned some guys that are coming in today, and the one of the main ones that's coming in that everybody's excited about is Eric Singleton Jr., who is a wide receiver from Georgia Tech. Auburn was semi-connected to him out of high school. He was recruited by Brian Harsin. Got an Auburn offer, I think, maybe after Harsin was fired. I think maybe Cadillac offered him. And he was committed to Western Kentucky, and then he flipped to Georgia Tech on signing day. So there is some Auburn connection there. So it's not like this is completely random. There's some Auburn ties there, and Auburn's re-engaging him, obviously, as he's entered the portal. At one point in time, he was the number one overall prospect in the portal. So I don't know if he's still the number one overall prospect in the portal, but he's up there. He's up there, and he's somebody that's going to do very, very well wherever he goes. He had two seasons, started as a true freshman. In two seasons, he's had over 1,400 yards receiving, and I think multiple touchdowns. I don't know exactly the number. I think he had three this year and maybe like four to six or something like that last year. So a lot of touchdowns. He lit up Georgia in the last game, 8 catches for like 86 yards in a tutty. Getting that first visit is crucial. Getting his first visit is crucial, and I think it's interesting that he's paired up with Malik Murphy on the first day. So on the first day of really having big-time visits in, you got Malik Murphy and your number one wide receiver coming in. I think that's one to watch for sure. I think Auburn wants to close that one. Remember, there's an extra emphasis on getting the first visit now because they changed the financial aid agreement to be binding on both parties. You know, last year, or I guess not even last year, maybe back even into the spring, a kid could sign multiple financial aid agreements, which is really smart because the only thing it binds is the school to that player. So it doesn't matter if he goes and visits elsewhere, and you say, okay, he must be gone. I'm just going to take a position, another kid of his position. If he were to come back to you and say, I'm coming, you don't have any option because you let him sign the financial aid agreement. So it really put teams in binds sometimes because you'd get these guys signed and then they go visit elsewhere. And then you don't know if they're going to come to you or not. I think there was a center out of Arizona State that Auburn thought, I think it's Ben something, a couple of years ago, Auburn thought for sure Locke gonna be our guy, and he ends up going to Nebraska, but he had signed a financial aid agreement. So Auburn was kind of, we're good. He signed, but he goes to Nebraska, and then Auburn had to end up flipping a center from Illinois late in the game that ended up getting benched. But regardless, that's changed now, and I think it's binding on both sides. So you get him in first, you get him signed, it's done. You're good. You got him. So can Auburn close the door? Because I think he goes to Ole Miss next, and Georgia is also on the docket. So if you want him, you better lock him down. You better lock him down now because you know that the quote unquote portal king, this is the kind of recruiting he likes because he doesn't have to put a ton of effort in. So if he can get you on campus, he can end it in one day. So that's the kind of recruiting Lane Kiffin likes. So if you're going to get him now. You got the first visit, and that's the big thing, getting the early visit. The first visit's great. one of the early visits is even if you can get one of those, that's even better. He would be a dynamite addition because he can do multiple things. He can play outside, he can play inside, and he can score from both. And so that's what Auburn needs, is another veteran guy they can add to this young group and continue to bring them along and have somebody they can kind of lean on to that's got experience. And it doesn't have to be pigeonholed into one spot. So I think Auburn's going to probably try to take two receivers. If they can get this guy, that's about as good as it can get. So we'll see what happens today. They got their chance to take a crack at him. Auburn's definitely in the market for at least one running back. And depending on, you know, what happens with the depth chart, they could take two, but you have the number one running back in the portal, Ahmad Hardy, that's coming in next Monday. But today you got a very interesting prospect. And I got a text message yesterday, actually 2 days ago. And it was like, my days are getting run together. I can't remember exactly when the message was, but it basically said that there's going to be a theme of St. Francis Academy in the portal. If you don't know what that is, Auburn just signed three kids from St. Francis Academy. You had Blake Woodby, Bryce Diaz, and then you had Darian Smith. You got a commitment from a kid in 2026 from St. Francis Academy. So building the pipeline, and there's players all over the country from St. Francis Academy that are great players. So the theme is going to be St. Francis Academy. Watch out. If there's a kid from St. Francis Academy that goes into the portal, be on the lookout because there could be some Auburn interest there. Literally within 4 or 5 minutes, Darrell Robinson from UConn goes into the portal, running back from St. Francis Academy. And then started getting tweets with the eyes from, you know, Bryce Diaz and Blake Woodby and those guys. Like, in other words, watch out for this guy. He's a freshman running back this past season, which is great for Auburn's depth chart because you think about it as like a set of stairs. You got a senior, you got a junior, he would be a sophomore, and then you got your true freshman. One, maybe two that are coming in. So right off the bat, you love that. I think he was one of the leaders, if not the leader, in yards per carry from a running back. And you had to hit that minimum threshold of carries at like 6.8 yards a carry. So almost 7 yards a carry. I mean, he's got the ability to bust one. He had a 68-yard touchdown last year, or not last year, this past season. And he's just overall a very well-rounded running back, and he's a bigger back. You know, 6'1", 200 pounds. We don't really have those. Haven't had those in a while. We have those smaller – explosive tight running backs. This is a bigger back that can kind of do it all. He can run over you and he can run by you. So he can kind of do a little bit of everything. And I think Auburn wants a little bit of a bigger guy that can take the pounding. Darrell Robinson, I think he's somewhere around the top five of, you know, running backs in the portal right now. He would be somebody that, you know, would be very intriguing. Ahmad Hardy, I think, has a little bit more of an upside, but you got to weigh it out. Ahmad Hardy's going to go visit a couple of places before he gets here on Monday. So do you take your chances in letting Darrell Johnson leave and go elsewhere to wait on Ahmad when he could get, you know, he could get locked up this weekend, or he could get locked up on Friday, depending on where he goes? I think he's going to go to Ole Miss first. So they close kids in the portal. So they know what they're doing when they get portal kids in there. So That would be one I'd be very curious to watch. I would love to have Ahmad Hardy, mainly just because he followed me on Twitter. So I feel like we're best friends. But hey, Darrell, hook it up. Find me on Twitter and I'll be your best friend. No, I'm kidding. But you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision today, very soon, if you're gonna take this kid now, or you're gonna wait to see what happens with Ahmad. But regardless, I think you win both ways. I think you win either way because both of these kids are really talented. And hey, if we're gonna create a random pipeline with a powerhouse out of Maryland to Auburn, why not? Why not? They churn out children, they churn out hulking super teens like nobody's business. Year after year, they've got two or three in the 2026 class that are studs. One's like the number one player in the whole world. He just committed to Maryland, and he'll never that'll never stick. But yeah, I mean, they churn out kids every year, so why not? Why not take every one of them you can get? It worked with Thompson. You know, it's worked with other schools that we traditionally don't have a lot of success with. So why not? Why not go find you a little pipeline and then work that pipeline then through the portal? I think it's genius. So that's definitely one to watch. There's multiple other visitors coming in today. I don't want to bore you. We could go through the whole list, but there's going to be updates every single day as far as how things are going. I'm very interested to see what happens with the quarterback spot today in Malik and how that goes. Continue to watch this Will Redmond effect take place and just line up stud after stud to come in. There's so many intriguing prospects. There's pass rushers. There's defensive tackles. There's offensive linemen, heavy on offense. There seems to be a heavy emphasis on offense, and that's obviously where Auburn needs the most work because the defense is pretty solid. So we'll see how the rest of the week plays out. Again, apologize for yesterday. Blame StreamYard for yesterday. Hopefully they got everything, all the bugs worked out, and we're going to be rocking and rolling today. If you need, you got it. Look, time's running out on this $1 special at the barn. There is a mega thread right now on the portal. It's literally called the Portal Mega Thread. And I think when I last checked, it was at 40 pages. We get intel, we put it in there. Oh, all day long. Boom, boom, boom. All day long. And then there is a swing of emotions that happens when we feel like things are going south, things are going sideways. Maybe the portal quarterback that you like or that you don't like is the one that's leading the charge. Like it's just all kinds of emotions. And I think it's up to 40 pages in a little over 2 days. So $1 gets you access to that. And that $1 offer expires tomorrow. So if you're going to do it, you need to do it now because that $1 will get you all the way through the portal. So sign up, get in on the fun, and I know you'll love it. It's a great investment, and you'll have a ton of fun. I had a quote yesterday. This guy joined yesterday, and he goes, "My God, this is the best dollar I've ever spent." We put it out on social media. It's a ton of fun, and you need to get in the mix as well. Go to thebarnauburn.com and subscribe today and get in on the fun. Guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Thanks for checking on me yesterday. Everything's good. It was not my fault. And I think we got it fixed. So we're going to rock and roll the rest of the week. Y'all have a great rest of the day. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. And we'll be back again tomorrow, barring StreamYard shutting down. I'll find a way to get it back on tomorrow regardless. I'll have a backup plan. I did not have a backup plan yesterday. I'll have a backup plan the rest of the week. So y'all have a great day. Get after it. And we'll talk again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.